Adam Blevins began working in the entertainment industry in 2022 as a staff writer for Agents of Fandom, where he progressed to senior editor and interviewed talent from Marvel Studios, House of the Dragon, and Planet of the Apes. He joined Collider as a news author in April 2024, was promoted to a senior position in December 2024, and has written over 3,000 articles for the site, including exclusives relating to Avengers, Doomsday, The Penguin, Star Wars, Skeleton Crew, and more. He primarily writes about the latest box office numbers and the hottest movies and TV shows on streaming, while also covering superhero and sci-fi news. He has completed a set visit for The Chosen and even has several months of experience writing gaming features at Screen Rant. You can find him on X, LinkedIn, and Muckrack. It's been a while since fans trekked to the theater to see a new Quentin Tarantino movie, but that's all going to change later this year when he returns for The Adventures of Cliff Booth. Tarantino did not direct the film, but he did write the script for the Brad Pitt-led sequel, which is coming to IMAX in November before it debuts on Netflix around the world in December. Tarantino enlisted David Fincher to direct the film, but with Tarantino's script, it's set to be one of the best movies of the year. The movie is a direct sequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but only Pitt is returning as Cliff Booth in the film. Leonardo DiCaprio is not expected to reprise his role as Rick Dalton. Quentin Tarantino has directed so many iconic movies over the years that it's almost impossible to pick his most famous feature film. Many fans would vote for Pulp Fiction, while others would vote for newer classics like Django Unchained or Inglourious Basterds. One movie that may not get a lot of votes but still deserves some love is Jackie Brown, the 1997 caper crime thriller starring Pam Grier and Samuel L. Jackson. Michael Keaton also has a role in the film, which earned only $39 million at the box office. This was enough to turn a profit, though, thanks to its modest $12 million budget. Nearly 30 years after Jackie Brown hit theaters, fans are discovering a new way to watch the film via the free streaming service, Fossum TV. Fossum TV contains a massive library of some of the best old movies and TV shows, all available to stream for only the cost of a few ads. Collider exclusive Oscar, Best Picture Quizwitch Oscar, Best Picture Is Your Perfect Movie, Parasite Everything Everywhere Oppenheimer Birdman, No Country. 5 Oscar Best Picture winners, 5 completely different visions of what cinema can be and what it can do to you. One of them is the film that was made for the way your mind works. 10 questions will figure out which one. Parasite. Cyclone Everything Everywhere. Radioactive Oppenheimer. Birdman. No Country for Old Men. Question 1/10 tone. 1. What kind of film experience do you actually want? The best movies don't just entertain, they leave something behind. Question 2/10 theme. 2. Which idea grabs you most in a film? Great films are driven by a central obsession. What's yours? Question 3/10 structure. 3. How do you like your story told? Form is content. The way a story is shaped changes what it means. Question 4/10 villain. 4. What makes a truly great antagonist? The opposition defines the protagonist. What kind of opposition fascinates you? Question 5/10 ending. 5. What do you want from a film's ending? The final note is the one that lingers. What do you want it to sound like? Question 6/10 world. 6. Which setting pulls you in most? Where a film takes place shapes everything, mood, stakes, what's even possible. Question 7/10 craft. 7. What cinematic craft impresses you most? Every great film has a signature, a technical or artistic element that makes it unmistakable. Question 8/10 protagonist. 8. What kind of main character do you root for? The protagonist is the lens. Who you choose to follow says something about you. Question 9/10 pace. 9. How do you feel about a film that takes its time? Pace is a choice. Some films sprint, others let tension accumulate slowly, deliberately. Question 10/10 aftermath. 10. What do you want to feel walking out of the cinema? The best films leave a mark. What kind of mark do you want? The Academy has decided your perfect film is. Your answers have pointed to one Oscar Best Picture winner above all others. This is the film that was made for the way your mind works. Best Picture 2020. Parasite. You're drawn to films that operate on multiple levels simultaneously, that begin in one genre and quietly, brilliantly migrate into another. Bong Joon-ho's Parasite is a film about class, desire, and the architecture of inequality that manages to be darkly funny, deeply suspenseful, and genuinely shocking across a single extraordinary running time. Your instinct is for cinema that hides its true intentions until the moment it's ready to reveal them. Parasite is exactly that, a film that rewards close attention and punishes assumptions, right up to its devastating final image. Best Picture 2023. Everything Everywhere All at Once. You want it all, and this film gives you all of it. The Daniels' Everything Everywhere All at Once is one of the most maximalist films ever made. Action comedy, multiverse sci-fi, family drama, existential crisis, and a genuinely earned emotional core that sneaks up on you amid the chaos. You are someone who responds to ambition, who doesn't want cinema to choose between being entertaining and being meaningful. This film refuses that choice entirely. It is overwhelming by design, and its overwhelming nature is precisely the point, because the feeling of being crushed by infinite possibility is exactly what it's about. Best Picture 2024. Oppenheimer. You are drawn to cinema on a grand scale, films that understand history not as a backdrop, but as a force, and that place their characters inside that force and watch what happens. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is a film about the terrifying gap between what we can do and what we should do, told with the full weight of one of the most consequential moments in human history behind it. You want your films to feel important without feeling self-important, to earn their ambition through sheer craft and the gravity of their subject. Oppenheimer does exactly that. It is enormous, complicated, and refuses easy comfort. Best Picture 2015. Birdman. You are drawn to films that foreground their own construction, that make the how of the filmmaking part of the what it's about. Alejandro González Iñárritu's Birdman, shot to appear as a single continuous take, is cinema examining itself through the cracked mirror of a fading actor's ego. You respond to formal daring, to the feeling that a film is doing something that probably shouldn't be possible. Michael Keaton's performance and Emmanuel Lubezki's restless camera create something genuinely unlike anything else. A film that is simultaneously about creativity, relevance, self-destruction, and the impossibility of ever truly knowing if your work means anything at all. Best Picture 2008. No Country for Old Men. You are drawn to cinema that trusts silence, that refuses to explain itself, and that treats dread as a form of meaning. The Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men is a film about the arrival of a new kind of evil, implacable, arbitrary, and utterly indifferent to the moral frameworks we use to make sense of the world. It is one of the most formally controlled films ever made, and its controlled restraint is what makes it so terrifying. You want your films to haunt you, not comfort you. You are not interested in resolution if resolution would be dishonest. No Country for Old Men is honest in a way that most cinema never dares to be. What is Jackie Brown about? The official synopsis for Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown, which also stars Robert Forster and Robert De Niro, reads as follows. Jackie Brown, Pam Grier, is a flight attendant caught smuggling cash for gunrunner Ordell Robbie, Samuel L. Jackson, when federal agents close in. Facing serious prison time, she strikes a dangerous double game, playing Ordell against the ATF while teaming with worn-down bail bondsman Max Cherry, Robert Forster, to walk away with the money and her freedom intact. The crime caper is perfect for fans of Heat and the Thomas Crown Affair, as it centers around a woman under intense pressure to secure her future while also being caught in the middle of some dangerous and illegal activities. Check out Jackie Brown streaming for free on Fossum TV, and stay tuned to Collider for more updates and coverage of Quentin Tarantino's future projects.